So welcome everyone to day 7 of the Winter Feast for the Soul, continuing our exploration of generosity, one of the paramitas or the perfections. But today I wanted to talk a little bit about it in a different context, because we can think about these things as spiritual values, but we can also think of them as inner resources. And the work that I'm drawing from is the work of Rick Hansen, who's a neuropsychologist, who's written some wonderful books about how mindfulness and meditation change our brain. So from just a very practical, scientific, Western point of view, we can look at these things. And I'm just going to quote a little bit from his book on resilience, in which he goes through a number of things, of inner qualities, inner resources, and generosity is one of them. So in general, he says, mental resources like determination, self-worth, and kindness are what make us resilient. Able to cope with adversity and push through challenges in the pursuit of opportunities. True resilience fosters well-being, an underlying sense of happiness, love, and peace. Who doesn't want more of that? Remarkably, as you internalize experiences of well-being, that builds inner strengths, which in turn make you more resilient. The key is knowing how to turn passing experiences into lasting inner resources built into your brain. Changing your mind for the better means changing your brain for the better. The brain is continually remodeling itself as you learn from your experiences. When you repeatedly stimulate a circuit in your brain, you strengthen it. You learn to be calmer or more compassionate, the same way you learn anything else, through repeated practice. So as we settle into our practice today, I wanted to sort of point to the fact that we've been repeatedly looking at generosity. And one of the things that Rick Hansen talks a lot about is when we have these experiences where these resources show up, it's important to not just look at them intellectually, but to feel them, to slow down, notice when they happen, and take them in. And that's actually what changes the brain, which changes our sense of well-being. So for today's practice, I want to invite you to just take a few moments, even before we settle in, to bring to mind an experience of your own generosity. Just bring to mind some generous thing that you have done. So for example, I got up a little early and made coffee for myself and my husband instead of waiting him out. Because whoever gets up early makes coffee. So just take a few moments to settle into your seat and bring to mind a moment in which you were generous. It helps if it's a specific situation, something little, maybe something you did even without thinking. And take a moment to just notice how that feels to you. As if it were happening right now. So slowing down, noticing generosity, and noticing how that feels. And letting that be the ground of your practice today. That feeling of generosity and well-being. So moving towards the more formal practice, I invite you to take a posture that feels grounded to you on your seat, feet on the floor, seat on the seat. The whole weight of the body just resting here. Feeling a sense of generosity, well-being as the ground of your practice today. And then from that sense of ground, feeling the length of your back so that you're upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to your natural human dignity, self-worth. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening or softening in front, connecting to that tender, generous heart. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and connection of our practice together.